Hello and welcome to the Friday, August 3rd, 2012 edition of the Sand Standard Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording again from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start with a quick patch. Opera released 5.0.1. Police applied, it does fix a number of security issues. However, Opera does that pretty much automatically right now, so not really that much to worry about. Now, one of the focus areas at the IETF 84 conference this week in Vancouver was IPv6, and with that also a panel discussing some of the impact and the results of the IPv6 launch day earlier this year on June 6th. Now, the latest numbers being published at this panel were that now 3 million US internet users are able to use IPv6. Comcast, of course, is somewhat leading here, and Comcast is seeing 6% of the Olympic YouTube traffic using IPv6. So if you're watching the Olympics, you do that via NBC and YouTube, 6% of that traffic in Comcast network is using IPv6. However, there are still some significant challenges, particularly in Europe. It was pointed out that a lot of ISPs are not peering as well as they are for IPv4. So there are still a lot of connectivity issues and paths that are longer than they should be. Personally, I do still see issues with geolocation. For example, Google still sends me once in a while to the Argentinian Google page if I'm connecting via IPv6. Then we got a report from Pintrop Security. Pintrop Security is in the phone fraud prevention business, so they have some interest in looking at phone fraud and its new trends. Now, they're seeing that the numbers are up, but really what I sort of took away from reading their report is the way phone numbers are spoofed. Now, it's nothing new that phone numbers are spoofed, in particular in fraudulent phone calls. However, one trend that Pintrop Security is seeing is that the phone number is spoofed in such a way that it looks local, so it comes from the same area code as the recipient. This way, people are more likely to pick up the phone. You're less likely to pick up the phone if it's an 800 number or a remote number, because then you think, well, it's probably yet another sales call. Well, if it's a local number, you may think that's a friend, colleague, neighbor you just don't happen to remember the number of. And Illinois, after Maryland, is now the second state to outlaw employers asking job applicants for their social network username and password. One thing I found sort of interesting is here, you know, how to define a social network. In the press, this bill is frequently quoted as the Facebook bill, but of course, there are other social networks than Facebook. According to this particular law, a social networking site is a website on which you have a profile, where you have friends, and where you share information like photos and such with those friends. That's at least sort of my quick synopsis of the definition of a social network according to this law. However, one thing to be aware of is that while the employer is not allowed to ask the user for a username and password, the employer is still specifically allowed in this bill to monitor company communication. So if you're using your work computer to visit Facebook, the employer is still allowed, at least according to this Illinois law, to monitor whatever you post on Facebook. And the employer is still allowed to just do a Google search on you. And if you don't protect your Facebook profile, if it's in the public domain, as the law says, they're still, of course, allowed to use that information. And Linux users with NVIDIA cards, be aware there's currently an unpatched exploit circulating for the proprietary NVIDIA drivers. If you're using those drivers, essentially what can happen is that any user can override any part of the system's memory, and the exploit that's circulating right now has the ability to gain root privileges using this particular trick. The reason this works is that, of course, the driver runs as root and the driver isn't really checking what part of the screen the user is trying to overwrite. So the user can actually overwrite memory that's outside of the actual visible screen and with that reach any part of memory. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.